heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic scenes.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our beloved Creator.
Greetings and welcome, delightful viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Nigerian state government supports families in need. In children news, 8-year-old computer animator becomes a college lecturer. In animal news, a beach dugong is saved by two men in the Philippines. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 17th, is Kosovo's Independence Day, honoring its sovereignty attained in 2008. Kosovo, located in Southeast Europe between Serbia and Macedonia, is a mountainous land with the highest mountain, Dervika, in the southwest. Dr. Ibrahim Rugova, president of Kosovo from 2002 to 2006, was sometimes referred to as the Gandhi of the Balkans as a respectful recognition of his peace-loving ways. He was honored with several awards, including the 1998 Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought by the European Parliament for his harmonious policies. We wish the Kosovo's people a marvelous first anniversary of your Independence Day.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Brazil. The country has entered its summer season with heavier rains than could have been imagined. Most recently, 3,000 residents had to be evacuated from Rio de Janeiro State. Since the end of January, days of torrential downpour left daily living impaired in the southern Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul. At the outset, some 3,600 people were unable to return to their homes, and tens of thousands more were affected. In early February, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $10,000 to aid the most afflicted flood victims. This amount would be worth an equivalent of $47,000 in relief supplies if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Brazil. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from our association's relief team in Brazil for more details.
February 11, 2009, Most Benevolent Master, regarding flood in Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil. On February 3, upon Master's instructions, our association's relief team in Sao Paulo, Brazil, went to the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul and surveyed the many different flood-affected areas. The flood that occurred on January 29, 2009, was very sudden. Municipalities that decreed a state of emergency by the floods are Pelotas, Turuçu, Capão do Leão, and Morro Redondo. The rains have left 71,816 people affected, 898 homeless, 2,570 dislodged, and unfortunately, at least 13 human lives and lives of countless animals lost, with crops also destroyed that were inundated by the waters. Arriving in the city of Pelotas, we immediately contacted City Hall and related departments for more information. We were invited to participate in a meeting with government officials of several municipalities to discuss the situation. After the meeting, we understood that fortunately conditions had stabilized and basic items had already been delivered by government and local communities. What remained now was the reconstruction of homes, bridges, and roads damaged by rains. We are truly thankful for Master's loving contribution of $10,000 and her concern for the people of Brazil. Since the flood-affected citizens have been taken care of well by the government, we did not use the relief fund except $675 to cover our travel expenses. With God's arrangement, our members were invited to two local radio stations, Radio Super Cultura AM and FM Radio Com, to do three live interviews on the relief work instructed by our beloved master and the work of raising public awareness about global warming. The SOS flyers were delivered to all staff members of the radio stations. We are thankful for the loving concern of the governments and the aid of local communities. And thanks to the infinite love and blessing of our beloved master, the flood situation was soon under control. With love and gratitude, association members from São Paulo, Brazil.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this report to our viewers, who may be glad, as we are, to know of the stabilizing situation in southern Brazil. We also thank our association's foreign group for this letter.
Our appreciation goes to the Brazilian government and personnel for their concerned actions in the aftermath of these floods. We are thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for the immediate offer of assistance that could surely meet the needs of many communities. We also thank our association's relief team for their prompt response and service. Our prayers for the protection of all Brazilians this season and that those affected will smoothly rebuild their normal lives. We pray human efforts to act with greater consideration toward the environment will merit heaven's mercy.
Japan and Peru shaken by earthquakes. On Sunday, Japan was jolted by a 6.0 magnitude quake centered in the northern Iwate Prefecture, 450 kilometers north of Tokyo. On the same day, Peru felt a strong magnitude 6.2 tremor 45 miles southwest of the city of Piura. There were no reports of damage or injuries in either case. We thank heaven for protecting the quake-struck inhabitants of Japan and Peru. Let us unite in efforts of greater kindness so that disquieting events such as these may subside.
Southern Colombian volcano erupts. Activity from the Galeras volcano in Colombia's department of Nariño on Saturday afternoon caused a large amount of ash to fall upon the regional capital of Pasto. The government issued a red alert for the region, with civil defense and Red Cross agencies carrying out evacuation procedures for the region's some 8,000 residents. We are relieved to know of the safety of the area's inhabitants. Our gratitude, Colombian and Red Cross personnel, for your timely assistance. With God's grace, may extreme volatilities such as these be eased through our better stewardship of the earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Somali Prime Minister sworn into office. Following a vote of support by an overwhelming majority of the Somali Parliament and appointment by Somali President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, Prime Minister Omar Abdirashid Ali Shamarke was inaugurated on Saturday. As he addressed the Parliament, the Prime Minister pledged to form a unity government with top priority to be given to peace and security. "We respectfully congratulate Your Excellency on your new role. May your noble leadership help secure the path to a bright and peaceful future for the Somali people."
International Film Festival honors awardees. This year's 59th Berlin International Film Festival, with the largest attendance for any film festival in the world, saw the screening of 350 total movies. The top Golden Bear Prize for Best Movie was presented to Milk of Sorrow, directed by Claudia Losa from Peru, with Silver Bear Awards honoring, amongst others, Iranian director Asghar Farhadi for his film about Ellie, Malian actor Sotigui Coyote for his role in London River, and actress Birgit Minishmayr from Austria for her part in Everyone Else. Our accolades, awardees, and many thanks to all participants for bringing so many inspired and artistic contributions to the cinema. Best wishes to attendees for a delightfully memorable time at this enriching cultural and multinational event.
Dog rescued after becoming trapped on icy river. Biscuit, the two-year-old Great Pyrenees, had been with foster caregivers Judy and Jack McDonald of Indianapolis, USA for just 24 hours when she wandered away and was later spotted by local resident Todd Dietz, trapped on ice in the middle of the partially frozen White River. After firefighter Rick Hines and other members of the Indianapolis Fire Department responded to the emergency call, they were eventually able to bring the bewildered and shivering Biscuit to safety. The thankful Judy McDonald said, "It's remarkable how great people are when it comes to animals." A hero salute, Mr. Todd Dietz, firefighter Hines, and the Indianapolis Fire Department for your work together in saving Biscuit's life. May the heavens grace all our canine friends with lives in loving company of such caring humans as yourselves.
Save our planet. Green energy recharger for small electronic devices. The handheld hybrid device that stores both wind and solar power, called Hi Mini, can be strapped to a bicycle or worn to collect energy via the wind, which it then stores to recharge mobile phones, digital cameras, and MP3 devices. The mini power collector can also collect energy through its own mini solar panels, or can even be plugged into a wall or computer via USB if necessary. Kudos, Hi Mini, and many thanks for this affordable solution for staying sustainably connected.
Save our planet. South Africa establishes first green tech community. Construction is beginning in Pretoria to create the Menlyn Main City Project, an environmentally conscious combination of commercial and residential space. With a goal of a 30% less energy consumption through sustainable building techniques such as using recycled items and water recycling, developers have also designed the community for local accessibility to minimize transportation emissions. Their hope is that Menlyn Main will represent a standard in the development of green, connected micro-cities. What an exciting concept, South Africa! Blessed be your eco-community in becoming a blueprint for planet-friendly living throughout your beautiful land.
Save our planet. Islands volunteer to develop waste-free living system. 11 islands in the North Sea, home to 50,000 residents and part of Germany, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, the Netherlands, and Britain, are participating in the Cradle to Cradle Island project. This initiative, supported by $4.5 million from the European Union and ideas from numerous European universities, will introduce sustainable energy and products that are fully reusable or made of organic matter that can safely decompose. Some other green solutions that will be employed include seawater desalinization, wastewater purification, and electric cars. European Union, universities, and all island participants, heaven smiles on your pioneering commitment to a sustainable and idyllic future. We look forward to seeing this project come to green fruition for the benefit of many.
Save our planet. Island residents become climate change refugees. With global warming resulting in rising sea levels that are making the islands uninhabitable, the government of the Carteret Islands in the South Pacific has begun to search for land where his approximately 1,400 residents can relocate. Saltwater flooding has destroyed the freshwater reserves and contaminated the arable land on which the islanders grew banana, taro, and other crops. The citizens are expected to begin temporary relocation this year to the Bougainville mainland, 86 kilometers away. Our heartfelt prayers that the Carteret Islanders will be able to make a smooth transition to their new homes. May residents around the world quickly realize the dangers inherent to global warming and awaken toward action to preserve all life. In a video conference on December 12, 2008, with dignitaries and the media in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke on coastal erosion and the solution to stopping it.
So many islands, you know, have sunk underwater already. Many coastal city land has been eroded. 2,000 more islands are sinking. And 18 islands, what we have known, maybe more, but we don't know. 18 islands, including small nations island, already gone, disappear underwater. Sometimes 6 meters underwater already. And another 40 are at risk of sinking or uninhabitable or begin to be uninhabitable because they cannot cultivate anymore because the land become inundated with the salty water already. I want to plead with all the planet people, please stop killing animals. Please have compassion. Please turn to vegetarian diet. Please be vegan. That is to save yourselves and your children. So organic vegan diet is the answer.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. According to China's State Oceanic Administration, or SOA, climate change will cause the coastal areas of China to face significant sea level rises in the coming years.
Save our planet. The Danish Tax Commission has proposed an environmental tax on domesticated animals that, if passed, would account and charge for methane emissions as a greenhouse gas.
Save our planet. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls on the United States, China, India, and the European Union to lead the world in quickly curbing global warming.
I'm Honey, the belted flower fly, a vegetarian with an environmental tip of the day. To keep your refrigerator working most efficiently, which will save energy, be careful not to store items too closely together. In that case, the air can't circulate well, and more electricity must be used to keep your fridge cool. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, Nigerian state to offer financial support to disadvantaged families. The government of Cross River State, located on Nigeria's southeast coast, will provide nearly $2.5 million in support of 2,940 families encountering challenges including illness or disabilities. The funds will be used to purchase food, medical supplies, and other essentials. A free healthcare program with the goal of improving the well-being of expectant mothers and children is also in operation. Our genuine thanks, Cross River State Government, and heaven's blessings for your commitment to your co-citizens. May all flourish in radiant health and lasting peace.
In children news, 8-year-old boy in India excels at computer-generated animated film. When Aman Rehman was just 3.5 years old, he designed his first animation program. Since then, he has created more than 1,000 animated movies. Now he teaches one evening a week at College of Interactive Arts in Dehradun, where he is also a student. For his diligent efforts, he has been rewarded with a laptop and 10 years free education. In addition, last year, the President of India, Her Excellency Srimati Pratibha Devin Singh Patil, presented Aman with a Proud Child Award. Congratulations, Aman, on your wonderful achievement. We look forward to more of your creative works. May all talented youngsters thrive in supportive and loving environments. Up next on Noteworthy News, two Philippine men rescue stranded sea cow. We'll just go for a hug and be right back. More concerning news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, laudable news for a shining world. In animal news, a dugong is saved by Philippine citizens. Two men rescued the vegetarian sea cow, which had become stranded on a beach after a low tide in the western Philippines. By tying a rope around the gentle animal, the men were able to successfully pull him back into the lagoon. A crowd of onlookers celebrated after World Wildlife Fund, WWF members, stated the dugong was healthy enough to be let free in the open waters. Once a thriving species in the Philippines, the dugong is now classified by the International Union for Conservation of Nature as vulnerable and in need of protection. Our heartfelt thanks, kind Philippine men, for rescuing this precious marine mammal. May all our animal co-inhabitants live in safety and happiness.
And now for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Train Travel.
Chuyến tàu tốc hành đi Marseille ha. Một phụ nữ với bốn đứa con bước vào ghế ngồi. Mấy đứa trẻ chen lấn chạy nhảy la hét ầm ĩ không yên lấy được một phút nào. Một ông khách bực bội nói: "Đi du lịch thì ít ra chị cũng phải để nửa số con ở nhà chứ." Bà già trả lời: "Dạ, tôi cũng làm đúng như vậy rồi."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I've been a fan of your station for a while, and I admire how you cover topics ranging from environmental issues to health care. We need more coverage on issues that are of actual significance, such as the ones your station addresses. Best regards, Jimmy, Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA.
Kind Jimmy, thank you for your words of encouragement. As media, it is our duty to report relevant issues and provide viewers with access to essential information. As world citizens, all of us are responsible for the sustainability of our Earth. May everyone work together to restore and beautify our planetary home. Wishing all the best to you and yours with God's grace.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching today's Noteworthy News. Your comments and news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your days be illuminated with heavenly inspiration.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Speaking at a conference for refugee law judges, South Africa's Deputy President Baleka Mbete assured of her country's ongoing commitment to assisting those seeking asylum.
Delegates at a meeting of the International Commission on Nuclear Non-Proliferation and Disarmament, or ICNND, which took place in the U.S., prepare for next year's forum and its new commitments to reduce nuclear arsenals across the globe.
Senior U.S. Diplomat Undersecretary of State William Burns visits Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow to help renew and strengthen diplomatic ties.
The UN World Food Program is distributing food vouchers to 120,000 people in Burkina Faso to help provide affordable food after a 25% increase in prices over the past year.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva announces a housing project to stimulate the construction sector, including 1 million homes to be built by 2010.
Loyola University of Chicago has become the first U.S. university to open a representative office in Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, promoting cooperation in education between the two nations.
Award-winning Australian actress Nicole Kidman and her husband, musician Keith Urban, have donated $330,000 to support the victims of Australia's wildfires.
During a three-day conference in Brussels, Belgium, the European Parliament and the National Assembly of Afghanistan commit to furthering bilateral discussions and collaborations.
Australia's Woolworths stores announces plans to donate all profits from sales on February 20, an estimated $3.3 million, to assist farmers in coping with severe weather.
In addition to improving roads for travel, the Nigerian state government of Anambra is providing civilians who ride commercial motorcycles with free protective helmets. Details.
Please visit www.supremastertv.com.